Your body is talking to you. Are you listening? Join Coach Stephanie Wood as they let you in on the little-known secrets of your body. Every day, you will walk a little prouder as you and your body merge into the whole person that you have always strived to be. After all, what's not to love about you? Body confidence is the expectation of a positive outcome. Are you ready for a fun-filled, informative hour that will give you and your body confidence?
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Sharon Shirky, and I'm Coach Stephanie Wood. And we're here at our Body Confidence LOA style at the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And Sharon and I have been talking a lot about different ways of looking at our body confidence and how sometimes we want to be that perfect person versus looking at our unique styles. And that could be challenging with the environments that we're in. So Sharon, tell us what you're up to.
Okay, well, I'm up to lots of life coaching and having fun with it. I do a lot of relationship coaching and all different types of coaching. It keeps life interesting. And you guys out there, I'd love for you to reach me at SharonShrieky at gmail.com. It's SharonShrieky at gmail.com. And I'd love to offer you a free exploratory session and get a lot done in that session. Also, you could visit me on Instagram, which is Life Coaching with Sharon, and it's SHARON Life Coaching with SHARON Sharon. And I would love to have dialogue with you guys. How about you, Steph?
Well, you can find me, Stephanie Wood. You can find me at bodyawe.com. There's several free ebooks. You can contact me as with Sharon, a free exploratory session around body confidence. And also to check out my 400-page playbook, Body Knowledge System and Awesome Intelligence. And with that said, Sharon, have you ever been in the perfection mode?
Oh boy, have I. Yes,
you're funny.
I'm guilty.
Oh,
I'm guilty of that. Yeah.
Not my Sharon. She's perfect. How could she be guilty of perfectionism?
I'm going to tell you, I say youth is wasted on the young, because during that earlier time in my life, boy, I thought I had to be as close to perfection as possible. Have you ever felt that way?
No.
Oh,
of course. The right hair, the right clothing, the right shoes, whatever that means. Where does that come from?
Right. Well, I think it just comes from what maybe our parents decided was right, or what, you know, our friends decided was right, what fashion magazines decided. You know, it's the times. But what was your greatest pressure?
I think it was about just fitting in so others, especially girlfriends, would like me. You know, just like me. And I would never think of saying something that would offend somebody, because then they wouldn't like me.
Oh.
Which is ridiculous.
Right. Right. So, you know, it's that holding in of emotions and thoughts. And that, I hear you. I'm right there with you.
So can you tell me a story where perfectionism overtook your whole life?
Yeah, I have, it just like sticks out for me like a flag. You know, I'm from, you know, my family is South American descent, and we, you know, also Middle Eastern. And so we have this frizzy, kinky hair.
But I think it's beautiful. Think of the products they have now.
It's amazing. But in like in the 80s and the, you know, in the 70s, they didn't have products. It was like one gel called Tenex, and it was like amazing hair, flaky, and it didn't even work. And I just had this big giant triangle hair, and I would look around these women and like, you know, everyone around me, and they had this flat, you know, hair
straight,
silky, straight, and you know, and their hair shined as it moved. And here I am. Yeah, so it was, you know, it was something to, you know, to learn to accept that, you know. And it was, I would wish that I would like go to sleep one day. I thought it was a nightmare, and I would wake up. I remember feeling them wake up, and it'd be straight. And it wouldn't. And I feel silly just even saying this, but for a person growing up, this was like a nightmare. It was a nightmare for me, you know. And it was something that I really had to make peace with. And I you know, it's funny because it I think for everybody has something about themselves that they can say, oh, you know, this is, you know, I hate this about me. I, you know, and this is something I can't even live with. You know, what do you think? In your experience in coaching, what have you learned about this issue?
Well, I know when I coach my clients, I'm always coaching myself at the same time, because, you know, as you coach women who are going out into the world and expressing themselves like they never have before, maybe some of these childhood experiences might block them from really expressing themselves in the way they want and showcase their talents to everyone. And we know, Sharon, you know, women are really coming out.
Yeah.
In this day and age. I mean, it's 2019. For those of you who listen to this podcast in 2025, you might see that we have really gone far, where women are coming out, being who they are within themselves. And the coaching that both of us do is we share our experiences, but at the same time, we use coaching tools and techniques which help people to express who they really are. Right. I mean, how could you, you know, stay and not express yourself? But the environment has really given us that pleasure. Now, I would say that some women who have showcased their body confidence have maybe gone a little too far.
Uh-huh. How do you see? What do you see? What's an example of that?
Well, you know, this whole context environment where women are challenging men to treat them differently.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think men get it. So let's be a little nicer. What do you think?
Give me an example of that, because I think I'm just not understanding.
Well, I know we've gone off track here, but we'll come back on track.
Yeah, sure. We're good.
Well,
I love going off track.
Yeah. As you said, we're going to wing it. Yes, men have been in an environment where they're not always acknowledging our beauty and our body confidence. So then we come back and say, why don't you get it? Well, they don't understand it yet. We have to teach them.
You know, it's so funny because I'm thinking of my own experience. So, you know, coming from this feeling that I always had this, you know, crazy, kinky, frizzy hair. I got married.
And with the frizzy, kinky hair, did you get married?
When we got married, that his favorite actress was Susan Day. Susan Day has this pin straight. You remember from the Monkees? Hey, we're the Monkees.
You're showing your age.
Yeah, all right. Well, for all you youngins out there, she had this stick straight hair. Black, stick straight hair. That was like, that's it. It was his eye, like, wow. That was his wow. And so that sparked this feeling.
Sharon, can you repeat what you just said? Because you went out.
Oh, okay. So what I'm saying is that's what sparked sometimes we'll be with people in our lives that spark the insecurity, that will spark that insecurity and then cause us to hold down who we are. And so I think I'm marrying the beginning of our conversation to what you just brought up about, let's say, how men fit in. And that's, for me, it was the man in my life not accepting the reality of who I really, really am, and with my hair and all, the package. And so that was also, you know, as I got, I married in my 20s, that was another thing that I had to get over and accept and you know, about myself, that not only did I have that, but the husband that I had was not loving the fact that I can, you know, that I have this outrageous, beautiful hair.
So did you have to get over something, or he, help me to clarify.
Okay, this. Yeah. So what happened, and thank goodness that it did, is I had to get over it. What, you know, and I could tell you so many examples of it was all me, because he could have his opinion. He could have his opinion, but I had to first accept who I was, what my package was, and see the beauty in me. Instead of looking around and saying, well, that's what beauty is, and that's what beauty is, you know, I had to say, no, right here, this is what beauty is. This is my package. And that was what changed things. And I think that even today, when he'll see me, my hair is a wreck, or not a wreck, or just beautiful and curly and frizzy, and that's what it is. I think he sees my confidence. You know, he sees my confidence in it. But it took me a long time. A lot of heartache. Unnecessary heartache. And, you know, judgments.
So what would be the message to our audience?
So the message for me was, you know, going through the process of finding what's good in you and building yourself up. Saying, this is my, whenever you feel, you know, oh, look at my hair, look at my, you know, oh, you know, I've got extra on my thigh.
Our audience never does that, Sharon. I don't know how they're going to identify.
Exactly. None of you ever do that. But when you start with judgments, let's say, about anything about yourself, don't allow judgments unless you can say 10 things that are good about yourself, and I'm sure, or even 2 things that are good about yourself. So before you say, you start to say, ugh, look at my thighs or look at my hair, you got to say, you know what?
I'm laughing because we all do that.
Yeah. So just, I would say, before you do that, start saying the good. Start saying, good. You know what? I have beautiful eyes. Mm. I got long fingers, you know? You know, whatever it is, I everybody could. And once you start, you're in that pattern of, you know, seeing the good. I think that I really feel like the negative stuff fades, or at least it's second.
Well, that's law of attraction. You hit it on the nail. Where you
all right?
Contrast to clarity. Beautifully said. Is yeah. Let yourself say the negative. Boom, 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 boom. and right. then turn it around. We have those choices. So if I say to myself, I've got this frizzy hair, the clarity is, this hair makes me look like me. That's yep. who I am.
Yeah.
I love it.
And
you might not believe it, right, Sharon? You might not yeah. believe it right away.
Right.
You know that.
No, yeah.
Just
yeah.
say a bunch of words. And, you know, for our audience to know, you can do the contrast to clarity, the negative to positive. And it's okay if you don't believe it right away.
Right. You know, it's, I don't know if I ever told you, but I'm certified in this technique called Emotional Freedom Technique. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, EFT. I have, but tell our audience.
Oh, okay. So EFT is a acupressure method. It's that allows you to get over anything from emotional issues to physical pains, just by accepting, saying what it is, and adding even though to it. Even though I'm stressed because I have frizzy hair. I accept myself anyway.
I can't imagine you with frizzy hair, but anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, it calmed down a lot. I mean, I lost half of it, but whatever. it was really, really bad. I'm going to send you a picture. But, you know, it's a matter of saying, even though I have this issue or this problem and I'm feeling comfortable about it. The discomfort is, let's say, a 7. And so now you're putting the focus on how it feels. And then you say, even though I have this feeling, I accept myself, or I love myself. Or you could say, I do have pretty eyes. Anything positive in regard to...
Oh, say that phrase again, because that's important. For anybody who's going to look at EFT, this phrase is very important. Tell
yes.
us again.
So the phrase is... Even though I have, let's say, a pain in my knee, even though I have an anxiety about, you know, my husband, even though I have anything, a mother-in-law who makes me crazy, you know, whatever it is that's going on, I accept myself anyway. Or you can just say, I do the best I can. I am a good person, or I try to be a good person, or I hope to be a good person, anything
positive. But you know, what I'm hearing from this, I love the phraseology, even though, so you acknowledge the BS that you're dealing with.
Right.
And then you say it again, please.
Even though, then you'll say, I accept my, some people can't say, I accept myself. They'll say, I'm a good friend, or something positive. So what you're doing is you're balancing that issue that you have with something positive about yourself. I accept myself. I love myself. I try. Anything. And so that.
Come back.
In our brain, and we're able to let go of that feeling, of that negative feeling, when we acknowledge ourselves in that way. And I find it very interesting. I love doing EFT. I've been doing it for years with my clients, and it's really a great tool.
Okay, before we go on, tell people how to get you on Instagram and through Gmail.
Okay, so you can reach me at my Instagram. It's Sharon Life Coaching. Oops, Life Coaching with Sharon. And my name is spelled Sharon. Or you could send me an email at Sharon Shrieky, Sharon Shrieky at gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. We can set up a free first session. I call it an exploratory session. And we can get a lot done in that one session. See what we can do.
Yes.
Anyway, how about
you,
Ken?
Body awe.com. and check out my freebies. And also, as we do as coaches, we enjoy giving exploratory, my tongue got in my nose or something, sessions where we have a conversation, where we ask questions so that you can reveal to yourself where you want to go and what you want to do. So I just want to start closing up our time together. What is it we most want people to practice? We did a little EFT, the clarity to contrast.
If somebody
really is not accepting their beauty and their body confidence now,
knowing what I know about EFT, I would say that the best thing to do is to say, even though I'm not where I'd like to be in regard to body confidence, I accept who I am, and I know, and I hope to one day, I accept who I am. Or I hope to one day accept who I am, because it could be that you're not where you are and you don't feel comfortable with yourself. But just saying that you accept where you are right now, or you trying, or you hope to, your brain will let go of that block. It will just release it, you know, and it'll open up the way to advance in wherever you want to advance.
And I also know having a conversation with your body, you know, just get on track with what she wants and what you want, and maybe get out of your head. You know, go take a walk, do some house cleaning, be with your pet or your pets. Do something physical, because the physicality of movement creates better confidence. That's my belief. I do it for myself every day when I get a little in my head. You never get in your head, do you, Sharon? No.
Yeah, I do. I think that it's a great idea.
Oh my gosh, she's admitting it on the podcast. Oh my God.
I get in there. I get everywhere. I'm all over the place. I get in my head. I'm all over the place. But Stephanie, you're so right. I think that if we marry the two ideas of physical and accepting where we are, we really have a good plan for attacking any kind of body issues, any kind of negative feelings about ourselves. We need to acknowledge them. We need to get up and move. We need to, you know, state where we are and where we hope to be, and always focus on what's good about ourselves. So we always have, there's always gifts that we have. We just have to know them. That's the beauty of coaching, don't you think, Steph?
Just hit it on the nail, and I love you more for that. So the physicality plus acceptance equals body confidence. So with that said, Sharon, I'll see you next week. Yeah?
Yeah. Next absolutely. Month? I'll be there.
All right. And
whenever you say.
And happy body confidence to all. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today. We will be back with another great show on body confidence. To contact us individually, please send an email to coachstephaniewood@gmail.com or visit our show page at loaradionetwork.com/body-confidence. See you next week.